Radio Prague News. Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek has said his party is close to signing a coalition agreement with the Christian Democrats and the Greens. The health minister has issued a directive extending the minimum daily hours of general practitioners and dentists, and striker Milan Baroš may be fit for Thursday's match with Italy at the World Cup. The leader of the right-of-center Civic Democrats, Mirek Topolánek, has said his party is close to signing a coalition agreement with the Christian Democrats and the Greens. After a meeting of the newly elected MPs for the Civic Democrats on Tuesday, Mr. Topolánek also said his party is not considering forming a minority government tolerated by the Social Democrats, the second biggest party in parliament, but he did not rule out the possibility either. The emerging three-party coalition would be one seat short of a majority in the lower house and would need support from the opposition to win a vote of confidence in the lower house. Health Minister David Rath has issued a directive that extends the minimum daily office hours of general practitioners and dentists to 7 hours. Up to date, doctors were only obliged to open their doors to patients for 4 hours a day and use the remaining time for administrative tasks or visit in patients' homes. Mr. Rath says the number of doctors with short office hours is too high and hospitals have suffered as a result. Doctors' associations disagree with Mr. Rath's decision and say it will harm the patients. The US pop star Madonna, who will appear in the Czech Republic for the first time in Prague's Saska Arena on September the 6th, will stage one more concert at the same venue a day later, the Interconcerts agency announced on Tuesday. Madonna's first concert in Prague was sold out in a record time of less than 2 hours after the Saska company launched ticket sale from its terminals at non-stop petrol stations last Thursday night. The Czech Republic striker Milan Baroš returned to full training on Tuesday after struggling with a foot injury and could play in Thursday's Group E match against Italy. Coach Karel Brückner told reporters that there was a chance Milan Baroš will be fit for Thursday's match with Italy. The return of Baroš would be greatly welcomed by the Czech team, who are much depleted ahead of the match, which they need to win to guarantee a place in the knockout stage. Baroš, top scorer at Euro 2004, had not trained properly since sustaining the injury in a friendly on June the 3rd. And finally, a glance at the weather. The sunny and warm weather is expected to continue, but heavy rain and occasional thunderstorms have also been forecast for the beginning of the week. Daytime temperatures should reach up to 29 degrees Celsius. I'm Pavla Horáková, and that's the end of the news.